With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, there are a bunch of things we want to talk about today. Why don't we start with what's going on at Chautauqua, A Raisin in the Sun.
Raisin in the Sun, opening tonight down at Chautauqua. Lorraine Hansberry's masterpiece about an African-American family where the mother wants to take the insurance money and invest in a house in a completely white neighborhood back in the 1950s. The show is recently done on Broadway with Denzel Washington. The reason for the Chautauqua production is that last summer they did Clybourne Park, which is Bruce Norris's sequel to Raisin in the Sun. So they're letting their audience see the inspiration for Clybourne Park with a first-rate cast this summer. And it's also a cast of very young characters, so they're able to draw from their resident company, which is a terrific thing, too. They have a wonderful company of up-and-coming performers from the best drama schools in the country down at Chautauqua.
And arguably one of the great American dramas.
Oh, I guess inarguably, I think that that it is one of the great American dramas, yeah.
And it's playing at Chautauqua.
Right, down at the beautiful Chautauqua, which is just a bit of a drive and a lovely place to be.
And a lovely bucolic setting.
Gorgeous.
Also opening this week is Assassins, Stephen Sondheim's musical.
Yes, about those who have assassinated or attempted to assassinate American presidents.
What's interesting about this play is, and all of Sondheim's plays, is that there's an interesting turn when one thinks musical, it's not always happy and peppy. This is something that really gets one thinking about many issues, doesn't it?
Yes, it's a very thoughtful piece about people who would commit murder for the sake of fame, to attract the attention of Jodie Foster, to advance a cause. And he looks to find a through line through the history of assassination of American presidents and common threads of American values and culture in some surprising ways. I think everyone, when they see Assassins the first time, is startled by how thoughtful and compelling a piece it is and musically wonderful, because it sounds, well, like Sweeney Todd, another Sondheim musical about people cooking human beings into meat pies. It's just like, how do you make a musical out of that?
Right. And thought-provoking, and we talked about it a little bit last week. Talk about Henry V. You got to see Henry V?
I did see Henry V. Patrick Mulcahy as Henry V. Wow, what a confident opening for him. You know, that the role is a beast, like all of the big Shakespearean roles, like Hamlet or like Richard III, like Othello. He's on the stage a lot, that he talks a great deal. And Patrick Mulcahy did not betray an instant of hesitation. Just bang, hit the performance, feet on the ground, running. Very impressive in that regard. And the play is intriguing because it suggests the question, is it possible to be a great king and simultaneously a good person? That this is a character who, to Shakespeare's audience, would have been known from the Henry IV plays. He is Prince Hal, who is irresponsible and fun-loving and out drinking with his friends. But by the end of Henry IV, Part II, he realizes he needs to grow up and prepare to be king. And as King Henry, we see him do some things that are not exactly admirable. He is not loyal to the friends of his youth, allowing them to be executed. He is seemingly inhumane and unethical, invading France, letting thousands of people die. And yet, he is a great king. And that balancing act on the part of the actor playing Henry and in our minds is the fun of Henry V, as we think about that, with the pressure we put on leaders to this day who have to make hard decisions. Patrick Mulcahy in Saul Elgin's production of Henry V in Delaware Park.
And closing this week, few plays, Cole is one of them.
The Cole Porter musical, that's Kaleidoscope up at Madai College. Fallen Angels, a delightful production of Noel Coward's Fallen Angels with wonderful performances by Diane Curley, Bonnie Jean Taylor, and Annette Daniels-Taylor down at the Irish Classical Theater. And Mary-Kate O'Connell as Ann Landers, the lady with all the answers, up at O'Connell & Company at the Park School.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.